Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. The long-awaited House version of Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act was introduced last week. This is an identical bill to Senate Bill S-1008, the Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act, that was introduced in the Senate last year. The bipartisan bill is number H.R. 4368, and it was introduced by Representatives Michael Grimm, Tulsi Gabbard, David Joyce, and Dan Lipinski. After leading the fight to keep knives on the prohibitive items list and out of the passenger cabin, we now need to ensure that knives are permanently banned by law. The Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act would prohibit the Secretary of Homeland Security from implementing proposed policy changes that would permit passengers to carry small, non-locking knives on aircraft. We should continue to reach out to U.S. House and Senate offices to co-sponsor H.R. 4368 and Senate 1008, respectively. Your calls and or emails to the appropriate staff will be essential to ensuring that knives are kept on the prohibited items list permanently and that Congress acts on this special legislation. On April 24th through April 27th, 2014, our local council presidents will be attending the Spring 2014 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC. This meeting will be held in conjunction with the 42nd Annual Board of Directors meeting in Orlando, Florida, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel at the entrance to Universal Orlando. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. At this upcoming United MEC meeting, the United AFA MEC officers will provide updates on issues they have been working on in the time interval from our last meeting. Also on the agenda are reports from our Benefits, Grievance, and EAP Professional Standards Committees. Elections for MEC officers and all MEC committees will be conducted as well. The annual AFA BOD meeting will commence immediately following the United MEC meeting on April 28th through 30th, 2014. The Board of Directors is our union's highest governing body and consists of all AFA local council presidents and the MEC and international officers. The decisions of the BOD, whether rendered by ballot or in session, are the final governing decisions of the union and are binding on all of the members, both active and inactive. The BOD shall take action on annual international programs to reaffirm and or establish priorities and strategies for the upcoming year, including determination of the annual budget. The AFA BOD oversees all union activities. This year at the BOD meeting, your local council president will elect the international officers, the international president, vice president, and secretary treasurer, who will then serve a full-time, four-year term commencing June 1, 2014. The international officers administer union operations in accordance with our constitution and bylaws and work at the direction of the BOD. We encourage members to see our democratic process in action by attending your local council meetings and, if you are in the Orlando area, the MEC meeting and BOD. Scheduled times for your local council meeting and the MEC meeting and BOD agenda will be posted on our website. As we have been reporting for the past few months, AFA, along with the Transportation Trades Department, AFL-CIO, has been waging an aggressive campaign to prevent Norwegian Air International from entering the U.S. aviation market. NAI currently has an application before the Department of Transportation for a foreign air carrier permit and exemption authority to operate services from Europe to points within the U.S. NAI's business plan is crafted to circumvent worker protections by evading international labor laws, creating unfair competition with U.S. carriers. NAI is a classic flag of convenience scheme designed to undercut U.S. airlines and U.S. aviation employees. Aviation unions have been joined by our sisters and brothers in the labor unit movement in calling on U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox to reject NAI's application for a foreign air carrier permit, which is now pending before the Department of Transportation. The NAI is using the same race-to-the-bottom tactics deployed by other global corporations that lower wages and working conditions and threaten middle-class jobs while lining corporate executive pockets. Our union is decidedly opposed to any business model that jeopardizes the employment stability of flight attendants and others in our industry. NAI is a dangerous threat to our jobs, and their application to fly in and out of the United States must be stopped. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.